sell hardware line, you know, implement performing, that is, plow performing too, you know. But that's the only three stores there.
Hard.
Uh-huh. And then gradually over the years, it's just grown up.
Yes, ma'am. And then in 20...
Hardware line. 5 or 6
somewhere along that time, they put a bank there, a little small bank. Was a cashier, and many few of them organized a small bank, a private bank, you know, little bank. Bank of Godtown, I believe, is the name of the bank. So now Mr. has a bank up there.
Mm-hmm.
Brown Bank, we call it. But that's about the size and the life of Cobbtown 50 years ago. A few years ago, of course. Been a lot of building done since then, a lot of changes, you know. But now that's due to died two or three weeks ago. He was, you might say, the life of that, you know, about the bank and the...
A lot of building done since.
Building up of the buildings, that is, the dwelling houses and stores and things of that kind. Bought a lot of property.
Well, what do people do for a living here now, mostly?
Well, they have a small shirt factory up there. I don't know what they make. They call it a shirt factory, but it's a lot of ladies works in there, and I don't reckon some men, too. And they farm. That's about the only two things. And then they few stores and run them for occupation.
It really is a lovely community. It's all the trees and everything. It's awfully pretty, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to town now, they have built so many new buildings, child. You ought to say 5 years. Really? Just recently? Yeah, just recently. Well, has the town grown a lot in the last year? Yeah, there's so many new buildings, you know, and I don't know, people from other... Now, I might not want to be talking about that. That's okay, don't worry about that. It's, you know, it doesn't make any difference. See, there's so many new homes built here, or it's just a sign. And people from other, like, matter.
I'll
move out here.
Well, I can understand why, because it's so pretty.
And it has really grown in the last,
I'll
say, 10 years.
Well, that's interesting. You know, so many small places I go to, people say, well, 50 years ago, it was a big town. You know, it was a thriving community, but now it's small. So it's interesting that this has gone the other way.
Well, it has. You take Collins down here, and I'll say, 25 years ago, they got to have a railroad center there. Seaboard come out of Savannah, put up Montgomery. But it used to be a good town, large, had plants there, Neelio, rosin plants, and things of that kind, but it's just dead as it can be. No, not a thing in the world doing that now. But you go up, little town here, that's busy all the time there. They have service station, stores, and all, everybody's busy. I mean, people, you know. But down there, it's so much different from what it used to be. Used to be the growing town. Now it's decreasing in this place over here. I don't understand that, but it's just due to the management, I reckon. Now that's the only thing that I can.
For your family?
No, ma'am.
Used to be
I don't know about that.
There are in this area, aren't there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
They were,
most of them were red. Yeah, I mean, out in the country, you know. Some of them live far out near the Candler County line now. It used to be in Tatnall, but it's on the Candler County line now. And a lot of them lived out that far, you know. But a lot of them live in and around the town, you know. Moved in, you know, younger generation, and they have a housing project over there. A lot of them live in apartments. You know.
Let's see now, let me ask you some of these